Happy Tuesday, everyone. Welcome to the Kind of Funny Morning Show. My name is Nick Scarpino. With me today is the man who needs no introduction, but I'll give you one anyway because I like to give you what you need, Mr. Andy Cortez.
Oh, thanks, man. Thanks, Nick. Hey, is it cool if we maybe delay this for a bit?
Oh, you want to watch the Bethesda stream instead?
Bethesda streaming something.
No, look, there's at least... Wait, people are tweeting there's a garbage truck on fire. What happened? Literally sounds like Chewbacca. What the hell's going on? No, it doesn't matter. No, there's at least five people watching this show who don't play video
games. Okay, yeah.
Okay, I'd like to believe that I have at least garnered a little bit of an entertainment audience of people. A, and that's B. B is that they can watch both streams probably at the same time.
I want to go watch is what I mean.
Okay, why don't you, here's what we'll do. You can watch the stream right now.
Okay.
With no sound and no subtitles.
Okay.
And then I'll throw to you every once in a while and you guess going on.
Okay.
Great, it's Fallout. Are they announcing Fallout 5?
No, well, so what we assume, Nick, is that it's possibly going to be like a Fallout 3 remaster. Maybe a New Vegas remaster. We don't really know yet, Nick, but...
What was the last Fallout to come out?
I'm tuned in. Fallout 4.
Fallout 4.
Yeah.
They can't possibly be ready with 5 yet. Didn't 4 come out like 2 years ago?
4 came out, yes, about 3 years ago, I'd say.
Well, maybe it's 5.
I don't think
it's gonna be a tease for E3. That'd be huge for them. What else do they have come out? Oh, why the fuck are we talking about this, ladies and gentlemen? Yeah. They'll do that in about an hour when Greg and Tim take over for Kind of Funny Games Daily. But before that, right now, I have you, and I have lots of really fun things to announce and lots of really fun things to talk about. And spoilers: you might be getting a 15 seconds of sports from me today because I was at a bar last night watching the last quarter of the playoffs.
Intense, huh?
We'll save it for the show.
Okay.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you didn't know, this is the Kind of Funny Morning Show. We come to you each and every day here at twitch.tv/kindoffunnygames live at 11 a.m. Pacific time. That's Monday through Friday, of course. And every time I say each and every day, people go, you don't do it Saturday and Sunday. And it's true. I don't do that Saturday and Sunday, but I do it Saturday and Sunday, if you know what I'm talking about. That's exactly what I'm talking about. That is exactly what I'm talking about. Of course, if you guys can't watch this live because you are busy at work or have other things to do, we put this up on YouTube every day right around 2 o'clock, sometimes 1 o'clock, sometimes 3 o'clock. Sometimes you can't watch it because we watched the Deadly Class trailer and we got banned in 248 countries.
Are there really that many countries, first off?
Probably. That's what it said in the back end. I'm not joking. It said this can't be seen in 248 countries.
That sounds like a lot of hearsay to me, dude.
Well, I mean, there's like 80 countries in Africa, right? Kevin, how many countries are there in Africa?
Yeah, that sounds about right.
So, you know, there's a couple countries in the United States.
How many?
At least two.
Two, yeah.
In the U.S. Anyway, if you're watching this on YouTube, hey, everyone, thank you guys so much for leaving all those amazing comments. Let us know. You know, we'll get to that. I was going to do a word of the day today, but I feel like we'll come up with something better in the next 20 minutes after I'm done with all of the housekeeping. Of course, if you are walking right now or you're on a treadmill and you can't watch the show because you're listening to it on iTunes, well, hey. We appreciate that, too.
Go faster, bitch.
Every time, I'm hustling. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Every day I'm hustling.
Every day.
Man. Every time.
Every time.
Let's see. Oh, today's episode of the Kind of Funny Morning Show is brought to you by Omaha Steaks. We're going to get to that a little bit. Tell you what, we grilled yesterday. You missed out. It was super good.
It looked pretty good.
It was super good. Greg was like, should I go grill some more dogs? And I'm like, yeah. The answer to that is always
really
yes.
Looks really good.
Oh, we had
good.
A great time.
Cool Greg had the decency of messaging me on Slack and said, like, hey, man, I miss you at the barbecue. I was like, cool, Greg, thanks, man. I appreciate that.
We missed you yesterday. Yeah. We missed you, too, yesterday, Kev, because we grilled a ton of meat, and I had to eat it all myself.
Oh, dude.
I didn't have to eat it all myself.
Someone had to, though.
I chose to. And then Cool Greg came over and had, like, a half a steak, and I slowly, for the next hour, ate every little tiny piece of it until it was gone.
That's the best strategy, Nick.
It was the best strategy. Yeah. All right, ladies and gentlemen, it's housekeeping time. Let's get into it.
Housekeeping, you want me to jerk you off?
What kind of hotel is this?
Now, yesterday, the housekeeping graphics weren't working, and I made a joke that they, too, were taking Memorial Day off. As a much deserved day to rest.
I mean, you have to observe, you know, the veterans.
Well, you have to, you know. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's interesting. Because apparently, what did we do to solve that? Was it just a computer issue? You just had to
start the Stream Deck program.
That's what happens. Yeah. Who knew?
Who would have thought?
You know.
You know?
The information is power.
You live and you learn.
Exactly,
Nick.
Man.
You live and you learn, information man. Is power.
Okay, first up on housekeeping, KF Prom. Of course, we've been beating you over the head with this, and we're going to continue to do that until June 30th, because it's going to be a really fun time. Go to kindoffunny.com/prom, slash tickets, to get your tickets to prom. God, it's going to be a tough one tonight.
Hey,
I'll tell you that right now.
Are we gonna like coordinate suits?
We should talk about that.
We need to.
We don't have to coordinate suits, but we should all make sure we have suits.
Right.
Because I have a suit in mind, but you're right. We should probably.
Well,
get
I'd like
to
for them to all be sort of the general same style. Is what I'm saying.
You're gonna be the general?
Yeah.
Did your Shaq interview go live yet?
Shaq interview is live up on Kinda Funny Games YouTube.
Oh my god, I love that.
It's really
you
good.
Two sitting next to each other, you don't look like you're from
the same realm.
The same realm of
yeah.
being.
Yeah, yeah.
He looks like a god of Asgard.
Mm-hmm.
And you look like
he looks like he could be Heimdall.
It's from The Hobbit. You look like you're from The Hobbit.
Yeah.
Like you and Bilbo and Samwise and all those guys are just hanging out eating food. And he's over there fighting fucking rock monsters.
There's good out there in the world, Frodo. And it's worth fighting for.
Master Frodo, let me hold the ring.
It's got chills right
now. Let me hold the ring. No, I have to hold the ring.
Next up, lick your lips like that?
I don't know. The Mizzou vlog part 2 is up. This is a really fun one, too. If you guys watched Greg giving away laptops to students at Mizzou and got all teary-eyed, it was very heartfelt. Well, this is the continuation of that. Greg took Tim all around the city and showed him all of his favorite places, including Shakespeare's Pizza and a bunch of other cool places. So go watch this. It's really, really fun.
Holy shit, it looks beautiful.
It's nice. It's not bad.
Oh, the footage?
Yeah.
I thought you were talking about Tim.
No.
All right. Okay.
Next up. Now we're going to have some fun. This week is all about comedy. Culminating with Clusterfest this
weekend.
Whoa,
okay.
Now, if you guys don't know what Clusterfest is, it is a massive, massive comedy festival happening in the Bay Area, namely San Francisco, but I say the Bay Area because I don't want people to think outside of San Francisco they can't come. If you got a car or you got a bus or some sort of train or a jetpack, you can get to Clusterfest. It's June 1st through the 3rd. That's over the weekend. Greg and myself will be going. I'm so happy about that. They're allowing us to actually go through the doors of this place, and I could not be happier because...
You're headlining, right?
No, I'm not headlining, but Jon Stewart, Amy Schumer, Lonely Island, Trevor Noah, and John Mulaney are headlining, and that is a great lineup. Kevin, scroll down here so we can see more people. Cool Greg's very excited about Desus and Mero.
Yeah.
Have you heard of these people?
I have, yeah, and because of the Levitard show. They were guests on the show one day.
How do we get you on the Levitard show?
I don't know, man. We gotta talk to them, dude. I would love to go on that damn show. But yeah, Desus and Mero, very, very popular.
Cool Greg's super into Desus and Mero, so he's excited about that. We're gonna try to get him in as well for Clusterfest. We're gonna sneak him in. Now, I don't know how the security at Clusterfest is going, but I'm pretty sure they'll fall for the old two people stacked on top of each other with the trench coat thing.
Sure, yeah.
Now, since Cool Greg is, in fact, 6'5", but I'm only 5'8", I feel like we make a normal human being. We, like, balance each other out.
Well, the interesting thing about this, Nick, is clear bag policy. You see that on top?
Oh, interesting.
So, what does this mean for, like, big clear bag industries? Like, are they... Do you think this is all just...
You think it's a clearspiracy?
Yeah.
I don't think everything, Andy, not everything can be a wigspiracy. Do you understand?
Sure.
I understand you're trying to have your own joke of stupidity, like me, but you can't have it. The wigspiracy
is real.
Is real, okay? We are watching X-Men this week, ladies and gentlemen. X-Men this week.
Yeah.
For X-Men in Review, and the wigs in that movie are egregious. Egregious.
They
look like they went to Party City and bought a giant blonde wig and just stuffed it
on
Halle Berry's body.
On clearance, like 5 days after Halloween.
Oh, they took it. They were like, we don't know what this is used for. And then Bryan Singer was like, I do.
Yeah.
Halle Berry's top.
They stopped by Spirit on November 5th, and Spirit was just like, guys, you just got to buy all of it, please. we got a clear house. We're leaving this building, yeah.
Long story short, go to clusterfest.com, check out the lineup, and if you are in the Bay Area and you want to come to this, you have to. This is too killer to pass up. A lot of really good people here. All right, next up. Oh, yeah. Yeah. So, well, before you go to that, Kev, go to the X-Men and Review thing. Let's do
Roseanne got straight up canceled.
Oh, my God. Yep. Really?
DC. Canceled.
Holy shit. We'll talk about that in a second. Before we do, this week, if you guys want to keep current with our in-review series, it is X-Men, starting with the original 2000 classic X-Men that is going live. Well, we've moved it from Tuesdays to Thursdays, everyone, so don't expect it to go live today. If you did, we got you. Thursday, 9 a.m. It's crazy. I went through and made the schedule yesterday because you need to make a prettier one. But it's crazy. I did not realize how many X-Men movies there were. 1, 2, 3, 4, 6, 8, 9, 10.
9. Oh.
10 movies, culminating with Deadpool 2. We We have to watch that again.
Oh yeah, absolutely. To cap off the series.
So make sure you guys, if you want, you have to watch it today or tomorrow if you want to keep current. If not, you can catch up. But X-Men, it was fun going back and watching the original X-Men. So I'm excited. I'm excited to see all the rest of them and see how they pan out. Unexpectedly bad.
Yeah.
Starts off.
So promising.
like I remember when I was watching it in the theater. We'll save it for the show.
Yeah, okay.
We'll save it for the show. That's a little tease of what you guys are going to get on Thursday, 9 a.m. YouTube.com/kindoffunny. Okay, last piece of housekeeping. I'm sorry this one's going really deep, but I'm very, very, very excited about this. For a while now, we've been working on a really, really fun project. And I'm happy to say that we are doing an interesting and crazy, weird, fun show tonight. Some of my friends have decided that they would like to try stand-up for the first time. So we are making a free show happening in North Beach tonight at 7 p.m. It's going to be featuring myself, of course, as well as pretty much everyone here at Kinda Funny going up for the first time. And along with that, we actually also have Jeff Ramsey and James and Elise from Funhouse will be going up as well. They're gonna be doing their first ever stand-up sets. I haven't seen them yet today, but I imagine they're going to be angry at me for talking them into doing this.
Sure.
Because I can imagine there's a fair amount of nerves that go along with this. Not to make it worse.
Oh, yeah.
Of course, then tonight's festivities will be hosted by the one and only Tony Sparks, who you guys have heard me talk about a lot, but he's going to come out. He's graciously donating his time to come out and run this thing, and it's going to be a crap show. So if you guys want to come out to it, it is going to be at a bar called Maggie McGeary's. Show starts at 7 p.m. That's over in North Beach. You guys can Google it, or you can hit up James or watch any of our Twitters, because we'll be tweeting about it all day.
Do you understand how nervous I've been about this, Nick?
I do understand how nervous you've been
about
it.
Do you understand how...
I did it a year and a half ago, and I was shitting kittens.
Yeah.
But you did it, like, by yourself.
Yeah.
Without, like, a giant audience.
Well, no.
Well, you snooze, you lose.
I mean, I still think that there is obviously... No, I think Nick is still braver in doing this.
Oh, 100%. Yeah, 100%.
But I'm talking like Nick. We just recorded a really, really big party mode, and that's been on my mind, and I'm like stressing about that.
That was a fun one.
And then I get to bed, and I'm like, fuck, I have to finish this little set of stand-up that I'm doing, because I've never done this. And when you first approached me, like, I don't know, a couple months ago, about like, hey, Andy, you should do stand-up with me.
Yeah.
Not for this special little project. I was just like, no, that's not how...
I'm like a drug dealer. I'm like someone who's horribly addicted to a drug.
That's not how my humor works.
You guys should do this drug with me.
Yeah.
Drug.
Not how my humor works. But then Tim was like, Andy, I think we can convince Andy to do it. And then slowly and slowly...
And if memory serves me correctly, you said no?
I said no, yeah.
You were like, no. No.
No chance.
And then you came back and you're like, all right, I'll do it.
How much?
how many minutes do I need?
Yeah, I was like, how much will you pay me? And they're like, you know... We talked money after that, but...
Yeah, you know. I said nothing, and you said, okay, I'll do it.
It's exactly what happened.
Some people are wondering, are we going to stream this? No, we're not going to stream this. Again, we're recording it for a project we're working on. So you have to see it live, or you will never see the whole shebang. And I think there's going to be a lot of people that come to this, so we'll see what happens.
If you're in the area, you should come out to this.
It's going to be fun. It's going to be
this
fun.
This is like a big deal, man. This is like all of us doing this for the first time.
I'm excited.
It's so nerve-wracking.
I'm excited, and that's what I want to capture. That's what I'm hoping to capture with this, is the actual nerves. Because that the mental aspect of doing stand-up, especially for the first time, is one of the harder things to get over. And that's why it's so fun to do this, because once you do it, you can literally... Like, you will have literally mastered that. Not mastered, but you have gotten over that fear, and I think that's very important.
Yeah. It was like a weird 2 a.m. thing where I'm in bed and I'm like trying to fall asleep, and then I think, ooh, I thought of a thing to add on to that. So pull out the phone. Next thing you know, it's like 4:30 in the morning.
Well, I did a show. I did a show last night, and all night I started writing when I got home, and I started writing all night, and then in my sleep I was writing. So I woke up today with like a couple new tags for some of the jokes, but I had no sleep. I got no sleep.
That's
because I'm nervous for you guys tonight. I'm excited because I've spent the year and a half, last year and a half, bombing in front of people. So I don't care if all the best friends out there come out, they don't give a shit. But you guys should know there's it's going to be fun. It's going to be a lot less. I think it's going to be a lot better for you guys that the audience is there, the people that we know and see, our friends will be there, because you can just go up and have fun with it, and you don't have to worry necessarily about getting the laugh or doing the performance that you want. It's all about just getting up there, putting the mic in front of your face, saying your material, and just having fun.
that's why I'm hoping that we have a lot of people that know us in the crowd.
I guarantee there will be.
Otherwise, I'd feel like zero confidence. Now, right now, I have like 2% confidence.
It's weird because I actually get more nervous when I know that my friends are there than I do when it's a complete. I shouldn't say more nervous, but it's a different feeling when you're performing to a group of strangers than when you're performing to your friends. It's just different.
I hate the idea of how many of our friends are going to be there, because it would be cool if it was just best friends. But like, you know, there's going to be a lot more people that we know and have to interact with afterwards.
I do have this feeling
fucking
that
hate it.
Everyone's I'm getting so... laid.
I do have this feeling that when you're surrounded by people that you know, that they are obviously like they are more in tune with who you are and your type of humor, mm-hmm. and that's what I'm banking on. But if, because I always think about whenever I see a stand-up comedian, like let's say a really popular one, like Kevin Hart,
sure.
and he says a joke, and it fucking kills, and I feel like if I were to see a random dude do that at an open mic, say the same joke, it won't have the same effect because people don't know him and aren't really acquainted with him and his style. I just feel like once people know who you are, you
get an extra 10 points.
You have home court advantage.
You do, yeah. You do. And that's the thing is once you hit that level, like Kevin Hart's the top of his game. He's probably top five highest grossing comedians I've worked with right now.
He's
easily.
Sold out.
He's got another tour coming. He's going to be in Northern California at Concord.
I forgot what arena he sold out like 3 days in a row.
It's ridiculous. Yeah. But the thing is, he's entertaining. I don't know, like... His humor really, like, you get to that certain point, and that's, like, where a lot of comics want to get to, where you have such a big following that everyone that comes out in the audience, maybe 80% of those people have seen you before and are familiar with your style
right.
and just want to enjoy the evening.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, a little bit of the onus and pressure is off you to really knock him out of the park, but you still want to kill every single time.
Sure, yeah.
Every time. Kevin Hart doesn't walk into a 50,000-seat arena and go, I'm going to phone this in.
Oh, no,
He's trying
totally,
to kill it.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it's true. It's like you've already earned the audience. Yeah. Like, you've already gotten them on your side. They're walking in going... Oh, I want you.
Yeah.
So give me what I want.
I would be
now, whether or not you deliver that night is.
I would be way more nervous if that night in LA when we went to go watch Funhouse's live event. If when you did that open mic, mm-hmm. you were like Andy, come up, and I did. I would be way more nervous because nobody in the audience has a vibe.
That was a fucking brutal.
And
room.
There were some people.
That was a brutal room.
There were some people in the room that I thought were fucking hilarious, and I was the only one laughing.
Yeah.
But I think you mentioned like 90% of the people in that room were just. Going up to do open mics.
Oh, besides you guys, everyone in that room was a comic.
Yeah.
And they were all waiting around.
And they were all just practicing their shit. Yeah.
Not only that, but it's a real comedy club, which means it's soundproofed, which means when there's no one laughing, you literally just all the sound gets sucked into the soundproofing. And it's just deflating. Also, I don't like lottery systems for open mics. Let me put my fucking name on a goddamn list and go outside.
Let's change that, huh?
Well,
Nick for governor, man.
Nick for governor.
Yeah.
I've already taught. You guys know what I would do? I would ban all cigarette smoking.
No.
I would ban all smoking.
Yeah.
Unless you looked really cool doing it, in which case you get a pass.
Yeah.
You get a pass.
Who would look cool doing it?
Cool Greg.
Yeah. Spike cool from Cowboy Bebop.
Spike from Cowboy Bebop. If you were a real character and living in California,
not
in space. Well, he lives in space.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
I guess that's not California. He's not against the rule. He's not breaking the rules.
I thought about this too late.
Because
I've been burning it out at both ends. But I wanted to put out a trailer for this. Because we're calling the show First Timers, like first time. Everyone's first time. We haven't really nailed that down, but it's something in the first time. I wanted to use the song, It Feels Like the First Time. But I wanted to like crop in on porn. So like you could tell someone was like fucking.
You just couldn't tell.
But there was no penetration. It was just the abs going in and out, or like the face or the mouth. But like really kind of that blurry shit you do
when you
zoom in on footage for party mode.
It's hot, yeah.
Yeah, but I didn't do it. Do you think people will still show up?
I hope. God, I hope so.
I hope not. I hope nobody shows up and it's you guys with five people in the audience.
Oh, I know.
It's going to be so fun.
But then those five people would be our friends.
Yeah. That'd be a blast. Either way.
Kevin, I'm rooting for you, man. I want to hear your set.
Oh, man. I'm so scared. I've got it, like, memorized. But I know, like, even right now, I'm like, fuck. I feel like I'm going to blank on everything. Yeah.
You're not going to blank. And also, you guys have to, it's going to be super fun. Like, the one thing I've learned about all the bringer shows that I've done is that you're already, when you bring your friends, you are, that's the same thing you're talking about with Kevin Hart, where you're bringing people who know you and are going to be attentive listeners. They're going to give you the benefit of the doubt. And if there's a fine line between was that funny or not, they're going to give you the laugh. So you're going to feel great.
Have we announced who all is going up?
I think I just said it, but yeah.
All of us except
All of us except for potentially Cool Greg. He's not sure if he wants to go up or not. Maybe if everyone tweets at Cool Greg right now and says, dude, we need to see you on stage tonight with some sweet nasty love, hashtag sweet nasty love, maybe he'll do it. But he's got some other things he's got to do. Of course, in typical Cool Greg, are we allowed to talk about what he's doing tonight?
I would think
so. I'm going to fucking talk about it. In typical Cool Greg manner, I've been talking him up all week. Mm-hmm. I'm like, dude, you have to go up. You're going to be the best. You need to be on stage. You're like the next 8 Mile. You're like the next fucking rapper. Uh-huh. And he's like, cool. And he's like, I'm going to go up. And then he's like, I'm not going to go up. And I'm like, why? And he's like, I'm going to a meet and greet for the Cash Me Outside girl tonight. And I'm like,
bad baby.
Touche.
Yeah.
Touche.
Priorities, Nick.
Dude, yeah. To be honest, I was like, can you get me another ticket? Because I will bail out
exactly,
of
the
show right the fuck
I was thinking
now.
The same shit, man.
All right. Yes, Kevin's going up. Andy's going up. Tim's going up. Greg's going up. I'm going up. And then James, Elise, and Jeff Ramsey will be there tonight going up. This is going to be chaos. And it's a free show, everyone. So just understand that. If you can't get in because there's 400 people there, that's on you.
That's on you.
If only 5 of you show up, we will film it in such a way, like on Instagram, that it looks like 400 people showed up.
You have to fight for a spot.
Yeah, we got to fight for your right to party.
Yeah, we have a bracketed system.
We do have a bracketed system. Yeah. It's a 7-bracket system. Mm-hmm. It's going to be great. Joey's in the chat answering questions right now. That's great. I'm so fucking tired tonight. So I woke up today, I don't know why, at 7 a.m.
Oh, me
head
too.
Head spinning. Excited for the show tonight. Excited for you guys to experience this. And I was like, I should go back to sleep. And I couldn't. So I watched a car show and drank coffee instead. And now I can't think straight.
Dude, yeah.
Let's go into the news.
I'm with you, man. I'm right there with you.
Now, Andy, you're familiar with a man named Zack Snyder, right?
Heard of him.
Mm-hmm. Name some of the Zack Snyder hits before you look at the story. Don't look at the story.
Zack Snyder hits. Fucking one of my favorite comic book movies of all time.
Watchmen.
Yeah. There we go. I was going to say the left.
I hate
Watchmen.
When I do that. Damn. Dude, that movie's mine. He's my favorite director of all time. What's his name? I can't remember.
Watchmen,
right now.
One of my favorite movies of all time. The crazy, crazy, stupid, drunk. No, what? Fuck. With all the girls.
Sucker Punch. I always remember that because there's a studio called Sucker Punch that makes games.
No.
And they actually make good games.
Yeah.
But the movie was not very good.
Sucker Punch was the first time we saw a trailer. It was like, holy shit, this is going to be amazing. And then we watched the movie and we're like, oh.
I almost said Crazy Stupid Love. I don't know why.
Crazy Stupid Love, great movie.
And then I almost said Punch Drunk Love.
Also a good movie.
I really like that.
Also a good movie.
Adam Sandler at his most serious.
Oh my God. You know what I did over the weekend, Nick? I saw that new fucking Netflix movie with Adam Sandler and Chris Rock.
Mm.
Good Lord, is Adam Sandler stealing money. He is just robbing them.
How long do you think it took them to write that movie? Like, while they were filming
it? I'm not kidding you, dude. There were parts in this movie where I thought, did Netflix say, hey, it has to be 2 hours long? Because there are scenes where it's like, why is this still going?
It's just a park. It's a still shot of a park for 15 minutes, and then the scene cuts to the next
scene.
They
were like at a wedding, like a Jewish, because it's like his white daughter is dating, is going to get married to Chris Rock's black son.
Oh, that's actually a fun concept.
So it's like they have this big Jewish sort of wedding, and it's just like...
Is there a bolt of lightning that they have to trade places?
No, that'd be cool, though. That would have made the movie better.
Yeah.
But in this case, it's like there's a scene of them, like at least 20 minutes, Nick, of them just dancing, like, woo, cheering at a fucking Jewish wedding.
It just keeps going back to weddings.
It goes on so long, and it's, Jesus, and... I looked at Chris Rock acting, and I was like, man, Chris Rock has never been a bad actor. In this movie, he is just terrible, man. Oh, my God. They are stealing money from Netflix. Somebody needs to call the cops.
No, that's the wrong mentality. The right mentality is, how do we get our shit on Netflix?
Yes.
So they'll just give us
they
a ton
have
of money.
No bar of quality. They'll accept anything, dude.
We just got to make a movie, put it in can, you know?
They'll accept anything, dude.
Cool Greg and I were shooting each other yesterday, and I was like, gang shit. He's like, gang shit.
He beat you. He outshoots you.
Cool Greg always beats me with gang shit.
Before we get to the story, I'm sorry to keep delaying this, but you made a very important sort of proposition when we were in the movie theater.
Yeah.
We were watching a preview, and I said, oh, that's the guy, that's the Viper from Game of Thrones.
Yeah.
And you said, yeah, Narcos.
Mm.
And I said, oh, and you said, you've never seen Narcos? And
Pedro
I said,
Pascal is
I've never seen
name.
Narcos. And he was like, you need to fucking watch Narcos. Andy, I'll watch Nirvana, the band, the show, if you watch Narcos. Mm-hmm.
He's tricked you before, dude.
He's tricked me before.
Well, I will watch this. If you start watching Narcos, let me know. Text me, but like, I started watching Narcos. I will watch the first episode of Nirvana, the band, the show. Now, I will say, Narcos is very good.
Nirvana, the band, the show is one of the best comedies you'll ever watch. Well, I promise you that.
There you have it.
Promise
I'm
you
Iron
that.
Man.
Swear to him.
You'll watch this show and be like, this is the most creative thing ever. I'm so jealous I didn't make this.
I don't like that, by the way. I get very jealous of a lot of people, creators out there, and I steer clear of their content because of that. I have to tell myself that I'm doing it because I'm like, I don't want to watch that. And a lot of times I say it's because I'm a curmudgeonly old man, I'm set in my ways, but in reality it's because I'm so jealous that they're enjoying that level of success and I'm not, that I can't find the parity with that.
I had the same feeling in art school. Yeah. When our teacher created a Facebook group to show off, so all the students could post their art, their works in progress, like their 3D models or whatever. And I had to leave because at a point I was like, I'm just, this 21-year-old is way better than me and I'm 26. Yeah. Like, I fucking hate this.
It's the wrong way to think, though.
Yeah.
The reality is you should immerse yourself in that. You should take the ego out of the equation and experience every single type of, you know, creative influence you possibly can, because that will inspire you to do more stuff. I've learned that in the last like 10 years, actually probably in the last 5 years, which is that you really, if you want to do something, you have to be a fan of other people.
Yeah.
And if you're shying away from that, you have to ask yourself.
Like, I always dream big. Like that. I always watch Funhouse, for example.
Well,
like,
it's honestly
a high bar quality.
Well, they're, you know,
all right.
Well, you know, James and Elise are here. It's weird. Every time one of the Funhouse people gets close to San Francisco, your mentality on Funhouse really does shift a little bit. You just start ramping it up as far as why you like.
Well, this is kind of like an audition for me, like, because they're going to be there. I got to show them I got what it takes.
I'm pretty sure Bruce said last time he was here, under no circumstances will you ever work for them.
He did say that.
Yeah.
What?
They said they have Rahul now that his show is in his final season. They're probably going to hire him, and he's already got better hair than you. So,
yeah,
he's taller. So,
yeah.
A few more followers than you, too.
He's got everything. Really?
He's British.
First story.
British. What is
British.
The first story?
Well, I'll tell you one thing right now, Andy. I love Watchmen too.
Oh yeah.
You know, I liked 300. I thought those were right up Zack Snyder's alley. But yeah. Zack Snyder's like, no, I'm not gonna tackle another superhero movie. I'm done with superheroes for the time being. What I want to tackle is The Fountainhead. That's his next movie. Are you familiar with The Fountainhead?
Only because of a little band called Rush.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Fountainhead, obviously the pinnacle of Ayn Rand's objectivist sort of theory put into a narrative story. I myself have never read it, but I do know that it is a very thick book with lots and lots of pages. And I don't know, this is not necessarily the project I would have zeroed in on for one Zack Snyder. Mm-hmm. Zack Snyder, of course, very good at taking material that has pictures and words together.
And visualizing.
And just taking those frames and putting them on celluloid.
Yeah.
But I wonder if this is a pretty dense piece of material, from what I understand. Again, I've never read it. It could just be about a birthday cake.
Zeiger thick book, T-H-I-C-C.
That book is fucking thick. He got that good thick, you know what I mean? That good thick Ayn Rand. It's going to be interesting to see this. It's going to be very interesting to see this. Because they did a two-part Atlas Shrugged, and I didn't watch that either. Because I was like, two parts.
Was that on Sci-Fi?
No, I don't know where they produced it. It was like, I don't think it came out. It didn't come out in theaters, so I think it may have been a made-for-TV thing. But The Fountainhead, I think...
Is that the one that Nick Cage was in?
No, that was Ghost Rider 1 and 2.
Ghost Rider 1
and
2.
Mm-hmm.
So you can see how I'd get mixed.
Remember when
up
he
there?
Ghost rode the crane, and the crane lit on fire?
Yeah.
That was really cool.
Yeah,
and the second Ghost Rider.
The only thing that comes to my mind when I think of the Fountainhead... in the Rush documentary is when Sebastian Bach is talking about like how he's into this new band Rush, and then he sees that like Neil Peart is crediting Ayn Rand from The Fountainhead for these lyrics, right? And he's like, man, so what did I do? I fucking went out and I bought The Fountainhead. It's like, God, he's got this 13-year-old all jacked up on literature, man.
Did he read the whole thing?
So good, I think so.
I had an old roommate who tried to give me The Fountainhead, and I was like, nope, and I threw it out.
Yeah.
It's too thick. Yeah. I like comic books.
Pictures.
Or movies. Movies are better.
Just watch the TV show.
Do anything. Movies are great because you just sit and eat.
They do the work for you.
Yeah, they do all the work for you. And they tell you all the important parts anyway, because the book is like subtext and shit. We don't need that. Just tell me the important parts.
Did you ever use Cliff Notes?
Yeah, I did. I used anything in high school and college that would allow me to not have to work.
Yeah. Monkey Notes was another website.
There's all sorts of stuff.
Yeah.
All right. Let's get into this next news story, which Tim came in and gave us an update for. Roseanne Barr. Tweeting some crazy racist shit out into the world, and it is having some massive repercussions for her, not the least of which was this story from Deadline.com. Wanda Sykes, who served as a producer and a consultant on the project on the last season of Roseanne, is not coming back. Neither is Whitney Cummings, apparently. I don't know if Whitney's, Whitney said last month that she wasn't coming back, so it's not about all of this, but Wanda Sykes is pretty much like, yo, I'm not coming back to this. If you're wondering what Roseanne Barr's tweet was, well, apparently it was surrounding Barack Obama's former advisor, and let's see, what was her name? Valerie Jarrett. Roseanne Barr said she looked like, quote, the Muslim Brotherhood in Planet of the Apes had a baby and decided that was a fun thing to tweet out.
Sure.
Now.
Fucking idiot, I swear to God, dude.
It's weird because I'm not going to defend Roseanne Barr on this. I think it's just a bad joke. She, of course, has the right to tweet this. She is a comedian. She can tweet out whatever she wants. But there's a certain level of depth and cleverness that I expect from someone of Roseanne Barr's stature. And this just smacks with kind of hatred. This just smacks with, like, I'm going for the low-hanging fruit. Again, I'm saying this, and most of my set right now is incredibly low-hanging fruit. But Roseanne Barr is a veteran comedian, and she should know better than to. This is basically just inciting trolls and hate. And
I mean,
that's
the
classic. You're just putting shit out into the world.
That's like when you go to a sporting event and I forgot what outfielder it was, an African-American outfielder, and like a racist dude threw like a banana peel at him. Like, that's just, there's no cleverness in there whatsoever. You're just being racist. Like, that, you stopped trying to be a clever comedian, and you went for the racist thing, and fucking good riddance.
Now, the thing about Roseanne that I appreciate, at least the respect for her, for what she's done for comedy over the years, is that she has been outrageous. And that has served her well, but it's also been very controversial, right? She has pushed the boundaries of what a comedian, specifically a female comedian, can do on network television. She was the first person to really show sort of like what the everyday working person, their family looked like, from a sitcom perspective at least. So I give her the respect of that, but lately I think she has been trying to capitalize off of outrage in a place where it's gotten her to a very negative place. And not the least of which is apparently, as of about 30 minutes ago, Kev, bring this up, from CNN, ABC cancels Roseanne after star's racist Twitter rant. So the other follow-up to this is that Roseanne actually said she was quitting Twitter and apologized. She has issued an apology for this, but I think this is a little too little too late, I guess. Going in and reading Roseanne's apology real quick, Kev, I think that was the... Yeah, that was that one. Yeah, let me bring that up.
Yep. Yeah, I just feel like she's been on a quest to try to see how far she could go.
Well, that, and to some degree, that is what comics are supposed to do. It's just murky territory when that person is tweeting something out that, A, I disagree with because it doesn't necessarily align with my political or social views, and B, it's not...
It's just racist.
It's racist, and it's... I don't want to go out there and say like and just shit on her completely because this is what comics are supposed to do. It's just in such poor form and poor taste. And she knows that, and she apologized for it, and this is what she said. She said, I apologize to Valerie Jarrett and to all Americans. I'm truly sorry for making a bad joke about her politics and her looks. I should have known better. Forgive me. My joke was in bad taste. She tweeted after writing that she was quitting Twitter.
I completely disagree with that. I don't think that it's a thing of good or bad taste. I just think it's racist or not racist, and it is racist. Like,
yeah, I mean, the problem is there's no subtext to any of this, right? There's no cleverness to this joke. You can use, like, there is a way to use the idea of racism as a commentary on racism, right? And there are comedians out there that tackle the subject of racism, but they come at it from a perspective that's trying to, like, educate you or at least say something or add something to the conversation. This is just straight up like calling someone the N-word, basically.
Yeah, that's what she did. Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't think that there was even an attempt at creativity, really. No. I just think it was like, my true colors are going to show eventually. And they did. I mean, this isn't the first time that she's, you know, said or done something that was really questionable to
the
prior
to this, and that's the thing is, and again, I'm not coming to her defense on this one, so please don't miscommunicate that. But prior to this, she's been kind of an outspoken Trump supporter, mm-hmm. And a lot of people were excited by the idea of seeing what that might look like coming to TV. Right, at some point, it's going to be at least maybe not outrageous, but controversial, and we'll see what comes out of that. But this just kind of smacks with someone just wanting to put hate out into the world, mm-hmm. and I can't get behind that. That's just unfortunate. And again, there's no, like, you know, I can forgive a lot of things in comedy, but the one thing I can't is that it's, I don't think she was trying to be entertaining here.
Yeah.
I think she was trying to throw out some pretty shitty hate speech.
Sure, yeah.
And that's disappointing, to say the least.
Yeah.
What are you gonna do?
Good riddance. Later.
I know, someone said I feel bad for John Goodman. I feel bad for a lot of people working on that show because it was a very successful show and that could have run for a very long time, but...
I wouldn't feel bad for John Goodman. I'd feel bad for the smaller, you know, the smaller talent on the show, or even, you know, anybody who may not have a second shot, or whose second shot may not be until who knows when. John Goodman's a working actor.
John Goodman's fine.
He's gonna be good. Exactly.
They probably saw that tweet and they're like, motherfuck, this is it. And it sucks because the show was doing really, really well. You know?
It was doing incredibly well.
I think it was like it was like top in the ratings last year.
Yeah.
But what are you gonna do?
What the fuck's going on with this Bethesda stream?
Don't tweet out crazy racist shit. There you go.
Or just don't be a racist too. If you can help that, don't be a racist.
Yeah. Yeah.
Bethesda's just like showing the standby screen. They're not even trying.
The Hoop Man says, LOL, John Goodman will be okay.
Yeah.
We're not worried about John Goodman.
Yeah.
I'm not worried about necessarily, I'm worried about more of the people that were employed by ABC to make that show who now have to go find another job. That sucks. When they probably thought, hey, I'm at least going to get hired back for one or two more seasons of this show. It's unfortunate and it's very sad. But, you know, I think ABC on some level knew they were putting a wild card out there when they made the show and they were counting on that. But I'm sure the execs were like, let's see how bad this gets. And she took it from basically zero to fucking nuclear today. So what are you going to do?
That should be our next shirt. Like, video games are cool. Don't be racist. On the bottom. Or on the sleeve.
I'll just be a shirt that says don't be racist.
It'll be a long sleeve, yeah.
Wouldn't that be a better shirt? Okay. I don't know if I feel like tackling this next story. Let's bring this up.
We saw his rebuttal, right?
Bring this up. We talked about this, and obviously... the accusations against Morgan Freeman. We talked about it, and a lot of people in the comments were like, "Hey, you guys are just going out there, and you're persecuting someone. You're passing judgment on someone, just like the media does every day." Of course, Morgan Freeman issued an apology that was a very vague apology, saying, "I never intended to hurt anyone. I'm sorry if I did." Not necessarily copping or owning up to anything, just being like, "Look, I'm sorry that I did anything that I did." I don't know if it's a sincere apology or not, but his lawyers are claiming that all of this is kind of BS, and they're trying to get CNN to issue a retraction, a very big retraction, saying they've done their own internal investigation, and like three of the people, if not more, have either recanted their stories or say straight out that the CNN story was just bold-faced lies.
Okay.
I'm not going to read this whole thing, but people should go, if you're interested in this, go over to thehollywoodreporter.com and see his lawyer's side of the story. And you can judge for yourself whether or not Morgan Freeman has to issue more of an apology or if he should face more repercussions from this. Again, I will say this. Same with the Roseanne Barr thing. Just treat people well.
Yeah.
You know?
I think
it's not that hard.
So this
treat people with the same respect that you would want people to treat your children, or if you don't have kids, your puppy, right? Like,
this is the story that I didn't read, because I read the one over the weekend where he came back and said... where he actually issued the statement. Instead of just the apology, there was a statement afterwards that he said, look, I may have said or whatever, done inappropriate things or whatever, but I totally am saying that I did not, like, I guess assault somebody. He said, right. I don't think I ever made people feel uncomfortable. That's what I'm saying no to. That's what I'm saying that I didn't do and I'm innocent of.
And there's some people out there that disagree.
I may
with
be guilty of, you know, making a little like sly, like flirtatious thing, but it's all harmless essentially. But he's saying, but all the other stuff that he's saying, the serious allegations, like fuck that. That was not me. I did not do any of that. So
we'll see. See how it all pans out. I will say this again: we're not experts here. We don't. You probably shouldn't listen to anything we have to say.
I like
the subject.
To think I am.
You are an expert, but mostly in just in basketball, and we'll get to that in a second.
Woo-hoo.
But if the trend of the hashtag MeToo movement has proven anything, it's that when you vehemently deny things, it really does embolden other people who didn't feel confident to have a voice to come out.
Yeah, oh yeah.
And so we saw it with Russell Simmons, we saw it with Brett Ratner, we saw it with a lot of people. So we will at some point see if there is more truth to this. We'll hopefully see more people coming out and speaking their mind on the subject. So we'll see what happens. Only time will tell, Andy.
Is it time for?
Only time will tell. But I'll tell you what it's time for, my friend. 15 Seconds of Sports by Nick Scarpino.
Cool, man. What?
I think there was more to it. Andy had some sound effects there in the ninth inning.
Yeah.
Deep in the
extra
ninth
innings.
Yeah. Win extra innings any given Sunday.
Yeah.
So last night, I did a show. I went to an open mic.
Uh-huh.
Now the open mic was pushed back because of a game called the Warriors game. They were playing your favorite team, the Houston Rockets.
That's not true.
You're from Texas. You love everything Texas. No, Houston Rockets, go
Andy,
Rockets.
Andy, that game happened yesterday.
It did happen yesterday.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I was annoyed by this because I had to sit. So basically, I was there long enough for the fact that there was a showcase happening after the open mic, so they canceled the open mic. So mm-hmm. I stuck around for a couple hours waiting for the mic to start. And I was like, oh, there's 6 minutes left in this basketball game. And it's, you know, 7:15 or whatever it is. So clearly this is going to wrap up in the next 6 minutes. 45 minutes later, they're still playing this fucking game.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay. It's obvious that the Golden State Warriors are going to win. They've been 10 points up the entire quarter. They're dropping fucking threes like it's tissues.
Yeah.
Like it's Starbucks. Give me a... Do you guys want another Starbucks? Here's another Starbucks.
Yeah.
Here's another Starbucks.
From downtown.
Fucking fading away.
Yeah.
Fading away. The Rockets can't hit a basket or a hoop or a swoosh to save their lives.
They missed 27 three-pointers.
Is it clear to say that, you know, was it Kevin Durant was playing last night?
He was, yeah.
And Steph Curry was playing last night?
He was, yeah.
Is it clear to say that they got in the Houston Rockets' head?
No, I just think it was one of those weird games where, like, you look at the box score and it's like...
I'm just proud of myself for talking sports for about 40 seconds.
You're killing it, dude.
Crushed it.
It's just weird. Like, the Rockets are, you know, were probably the best three-point shooting team of the whole season, and they just had a game where they weren't falling, and it's just like, that's the game right there. Like, if...
That is the game.
It's crazy,
How did they do to the game's part? Because clearly they got to game seven, so they won a few.
Yeah, yeah.
At least three.
They had turned it around or whatever, but I was rooting for the Warriors because I can still complain that the Warriors ruined basketball, that Kevin Durant going to the Warriors ruined the NBA. Because they're going to win regardless.
Lakers had 2-4-3-2 says, love Kevin Durant. Want to see him do more stuff.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
He plays basketball. Yeah, he sure does.
Yeah.
I get to complain that the Warriors ruined basketball, and I get to make fun of the fact that Houston is still going to go, they're going to go another year without a ring. And that's sort of like the in-state rivalry that the Spurs have with Houston. Where it's
and
like,
it's, correct me if I'm wrong, but this now the championship bout.
Now the Warriors play the Cavs.
And that's happened
a bunch
of times.
Which is a foregone conclusion. It's happened, this is the fourth year in a row.
And LeBron James is on the Cavaliers.
Yeah.
And they beat the Celtics.
Yeah.
To go to the championship.
Yeah, they sure did. And this is LeBron James' eighth straight NBA Finals.
Is it fair to say that he is better in every way, shape, and form than me?
LeBron James?
Yeah.
He's not funnier.
He may not be as funny, says Cool Greg.
Gang, gang, gang.
I'm going to predict right now, I'm going to put my voice on this, so you can record this, you can clip this out, guys, all right? The Warriors will win in five. It's the best
out of
seven.
They're going to win in five. Okay.
Yeah, best out of seven.
So you don't think the Cavs have a chance?
No, fuck. Because
like half their players, the good players are gone, right?
Well, it's like
some people injured themselves.
They lost last year to the same team.
Love sports.
They lost last year to the same team, and they had like Kyrie Irving on the team. Now it's just LeBron. It's only LeBron. It's so sad. There's a great gif of like putting LeBron James on a team of just 10 random dudes. And it's a gif from, you know, like those OxySeal commercials where this guy like... Mm-hmm. He slaps his thing on a leaky tank and the water's rushing out. He slaps his thing and it stops the water from rushing out. Mm-hmm. It's like from an infomercial.
Yeah, sure.
That's what LeBron James does to teams. You put him on a team, it's like suddenly they go to the NBA Finals.
Yeah.
He's just that good. He makes the players around him that much better. But this squad that he has right now, holy shit. It's like, who are... Just a bunch of randos, man.
Fucking randos.
Fucking randos, dude.
They're so random, they don't even have real last names. They just have, like, nothing on the back of their jerseys.
Well, it's funny, because, like, at the trade deadline, they traded all of their players away and got a bunch of new players.
Why?
So there were a lot of... because that team was even worse.
Okay, so they got better.
But, like...
Smart trade.
Barely. Like,
smart trade.
They're a mess. They shouldn't even play. Just forego it.
I'm so sorry.
Warriors win for the fourth year in a row. Kevin Durant ruined basketball.
Why does Kevin Durant ruin basketball? Why do people hate Kevin Durant?
Because the Warriors were the best team of all time, meaning they beat the record that the Bulls had, where the Bulls were 72-10. Mm-hmm. The Warriors were 73-9. The Warriors, nobody thought anybody was going to beat that record, right? The Warriors did it.
Beat it by himself.
Kevin Durant lost to that team. Mm-hmm. The next year was like, I'm going to go play for you guys. You
know, so basically he was just like, I want to make the super team.
Well, they were already a super team. They were already the best team of all time.
Yeah.
Now, granted, they lost to the Cavs in the finals, but Draymond Green missed the game.
Not that good.
Draymond Green missed the game, though.
Well, now you got Kevin Durant backing Draymond Green up, right?
No.
Is that how it works?
No, Draymond, no, they're on the floor at the same time.
Oh, they're all playing together?
Yeah.
How many people get to play on the floor?
Here's the crazy fact. There's five people that can play.
Cool.
Steph Curry's on the team, right? He's a two-time MVP.
Yeah, he's
great. Not even the best player on the team.
Really?
That's crazy. Like, Kevin Durant's the best player.
But isn't it super fun to watch that team destroy everyone if you're a Golden State Warriors
Probably,
fan?
Probably, yeah.
Yeah.
Probably.
I would imagine that's super fun.
I was even talking to Youssef, who's a Warriors fan. He's like, yeah, it's just like, when Kevin Durant joined, it's like, not as fun as it used to be, because it's like, there's just no shot that anybody, the best team of all time added, like, probably a top 20 player of all time in Kevin Durant. It's just like, it's unfair.
It's one of those things where you go, okay, sports, right?
Right.
You want a sporting event to be challenging. Mm-hmm. You want to see your team overcome adversity against all odds and win the championship. We love that in movies. We love it in sports. I love it in fighting when the underdog that I'm rooting for actually pulls out the win.
This is the closest we saw it, by the way.
And that's super entertaining. Mm-hmm. But you know what's even more entertaining? Getting to sit back year after year and tell all your friends you've been a Golden State Warriors fan since birth.
That's what a lot of them do.
And that's what I'm doing now.
That's what a lot of them do.
I'm on the bandwagon, ladies and gentlemen.
Let me tell you, they call me
a fair weather fan, or they call me the greatest.
When I lived in Austin, and your friend Tyroot still lived in San Francisco,
yeah,
I'd see gifs of him tweeting about, no. Suddenly, he's tweeting about the Warriors. I was like, I thought he was a Rockets fan. Mm-hmm. About the Warriors, gifs of the Warriors. Warriors won. I thought you were a fucking Rockets fan. He's like, no, well, I live here, so I can root for the Warriors. Yeah. I was like, all right. Then you move back to Texas. Suddenly, he's like, diehard Rockets fan again.
Yeah.
It's like, you can't just switch teams like that.
Ty made the hard choice. He said, I want to be a Golden State Warriors fan because he wants to be on the right side of history, West Coast, Best Coast. So he did what few others are willing to do. He uprooted his entire life and moved to San Francisco so he could become a fan.
Yeah.
I respect that.
That's what he did, man.
And then right when they were getting too big and Kevin Durant joined the team, and they formed the super team, and Steph Curry had to take what a lot of people were saying is a back seat.
No, they were already doing
really. A lot of people say Steph Curry was off his game, Durant came in, and now they're both in the back seat together, hanging out, getting fries. When they go through
I don't think you know what the back seat means.
It's like when we rented that van for the spring break, and we went through the thing, and I was like, what's everyone's order? And Steph Curry was like, I would like some fries. And Kevin Durant's like, I would also like some fries.
They call him Chef
But you
Curry.
Were you were Kevin Durant in this, and I was Steph Curry, but I was driving, so I wasn't in the back seat.
Yeah. Okay.
That's great. I will say this. I'm on the bandwagon now, unless they lose. In which case, I will say forever that they're the worst team.
Yeah.
I love being a fair weather fan, and here's why. You never get your heart broken.
It's easy.
It's super easy.
Yeah.
You still get to enjoy the overall zeitgeist and energy.
But when they lose, it's like, who cares?
When they lose, it doesn't ruin my week.
Oh, yeah.
And you get to make fun of all those other fucking losers out there who it does ruin their week.
Yeah.
If you're a Houston Rockets fan and you're just super bummed
so
out today.
Oh, they're so sad right now.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, let's point at them and laugh.
It makes me feel good because I've never liked the Rockets.
Right.
I hate James Harden. I think he's like...
What does that say about you, though?
What?
And, well, me, I just like making fun of people.
That's just sports.
Everyone knows I'm the champ. I like to crush people. Psychological games. Well, if you're a Houston Rockets fan out there and you're like, fuck that guy, he's such a dick, just know that I'm playing a game with you. I might have to compete against you one day and I'm already in your fucking head. Is that a juke move?
Oh, whoa. Where are you going? Are you going left or right?
But I do. I've decided this is my new thing. I'm gonna just root for teams vehemently on Twitter.
Okay.
Until they lose, and then I'm gonna just switch gears.
You should tweet to Rahul Kohli and ask him what soccer team to root for.
Okay. And then when he
had his heart broken,
I saw that
a couple days ago. Yeah,
he was saying something about Manchester or Real Madrid.
Something,
or
one of those fucking one of those made up teams.
The problem with soccer is like I can barely keep track of American sports. You're like real sports, and then you got all like 50 soccer teams out there, or five. There's 248 countries.
Football.
We got football americano. I can't keep track of all that.
Too
I
many.
Can't possibly be expected to keep track of all that. I can barely keep track of like
I'll teach you about
UFC fights that are happening every month.
I'll teach you about Overwatch League.
Oh, that's too much, man. That's too much, because anyone can do that
San Francisco Shock.
You anyone can do that shit. Okay, should I?
Yeah.
Go Shock.
Go Shock. Shock the world. Hashtag
I just
shock
think, I'm tired of being a hater of sports. I flipped a switch. I'm now a lover of sports.
Man, quick.
Do you understand me?
Yeah.
The Warriors game last night proved to me that I can get the experience that I want, which is a team just fucking up another team over and over again, and I never have to worry about them losing.
Well,
they're going to win always. And it's great.
I mean, you missed a really good first half of basketball because they were getting their asses whooped.
Again, perfect experience for me. Came in the last quarter, they were winning.
Yeah.
Did they ever, and at no point in the last quarter last night that I saw, at least because I only watched like 5 minutes of it. I was going back and forth trying to figure out what the fuck's going on with the mic. Did they ever come close to losing? And I don't need that kind of drama in my life.
Yeah.
I don't need the excitement of a team evenly matched up against another team. I want my team to be the Yankees from like the late 90s to the early 2000s, where they just beat the shit out of everyone.
This is the closest that the Warriors
looked. Go Yankees, by the way.
This is the closest that
unless
they look
bad.
That
in
they
which
looked
case,
mortal.
Go whatever.
This is the closest they've looked mortal.
Yeah.
Like this, like they've never looked this challenged ever.
Mm-hmm.
But at the end of the day, it's still going to say that they won the series, and I get to complain that they ruined basketball.
So. It's so fun. All you have to do is say one thing bad about soccer, and you see people get so defensive about it. Fuck you, dude. Soccer is the best. It's so fun. It's like making fun of Canada.
We're the biggest sport in the world. Biggest sport
Canada,
in the world.
Canada, we know you're better than us. That's why we make fun of you. Mm. Do you understand that? If we don't get to make fun of you, Canada, if we don't get to make fun of soccer, we've got nothing. It is pure insecurity on the part of America. Americans. At least that's what you think. When in reality, it's just football, you know what I'm talking about? Basketball. Warriors.
Right.
Yeah. Would you say basketball is the greatest sport in the history of sports? Is it your favorite?
It's my favorite to watch now. As a kid, I grew up addicted to baseball.
Okay.
And that slowly went away because the Braves kind of got bad, so I started keeping up with it less. Football is great, but, you know, some people ruin their brains playing football.
Yeah, there's a lot of CTE.
And then they commit suicide and kill family members and go crazy.
Yeah.
It's wild.
Yeah.
Sucks.
Yeah, that happens in Olympic curling also.
Really?
No, not at all. That sport is perfect and beautiful. Joey. Joey!
I will say that while we're waiting for Joey.
Yes.
Do we figure out tips yet?
Yeah. You go to Streamlabs.
Okay. You want to walk me through this?
The Las Vegas Golden Knights beat the Washington Capitals, so we can tweet at Mia Khalifa and say, LOL, your team lost.
I don't know that you might have to link your thing. You want me to just grab my laptop so you can read it off?
That'd be fun. Oh, do I get to mess with Mia Khalifa?
Yes,
what did she say?
Her favorite hockey team lost the first game of the Stanley Cup Finals.
Following her on Twitter reminds me of why I want to screw with people who love sports. Because she's so crestfallen
so
when all these things come.
Yeah.
And it just, I can't, part of it I think is jealousy, because I have nothing in my life that I care about that much. But the other part of it is from the outside perspective, looking in, you all look like insane people. You look insane.
I don't really tweet about my intensity for sports anymore.
Yeah.
Because that gives people more of a reason to tweet at me and make fun of me. And like, like when I was talking smack about the Philadelphia Eagles, when they won the Super Bowl, Nick, my Twitter, I had to mute so many motherfuckers being like, fly, Eagles, fly. Like muted, get out of my face.
It's
I don't want to see you.
It's just so hilarious. I'm going to start doing that. Would it be mean to just hit fly, Eagles, fly to you right now? Would that be bad?
I'd mute you.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
I'd unmute myself. Because I'm the champion. You can't be the champ. Right, Kev?
That's not true.
Yep. All right. We've got tips. If you guys want to give us tips, we can, I guess, read those. Let's go for it. Oh, is this me?
Just a heads up. They're working now on here.
That's exciting.
Yeah. I fixed it.
Oh, fun. You want to just, can you clear off the subs and I'll read those?
Okay.
And make sure you put the cheers on there as well, because freaking Ignacio Rojas gets all pissed off when he cheers us.
It makes, I don't like agreeing with Ignacio, but it does make sense.
It's true. Duo Blu-ray says, hey crew, at Padromi, A member of the Five Deadly Venoms, New York City's original Overwatch League, NYXL Club, is running for Team USA's community lead. Please consider supporting the Owl and esports by voting for a candidate. And he gave us World Cup.
I will vote for him.
/en-us-.
I will do that.
Good for you. I have no idea what any of that meant. P.S., he says, with another tip, the Five Deadly Venoms do not get paid for what they do. They hold free viewing parties for the OW League.
Overwatch League.
Overwatch League, thank you. Founder Great Root Bear and at Padromi are helping me because become more social. If you guys are in New York City, come watch. Come watch they game with up.
With us, probably.
With us.
Come watch the
come
game
watch
with
them
us.
Game with us. Follow them at NYXL_Venoms. Thank you for that.
Another PPS.
Another PPS. Why don't you read this one? Apparently I'm having trouble reading the fucking Overwatch text.
I don't work for them. I just had an awesome experience and I want to share this with the best friends. If they are interested, tweet at NYXL_Venoms or join the NYXL Discord and tell them kind of funny saying you also sorry for the multiple messages. Well, you tipped us 3 times, so thank you for for all
appreciate
of your,
that.
For your support. Go Dallas Fuel.
All right. Go Rockets. Charles J says, greetings, Aunt Kev. Read the rest of the tips.
Greetings,
my
Nick and Andy.
My brain's not working today.
Greetings, Nick and Andy. I want to give Yukio Heroes a shout out. They make prints of things like Batman, Death Note, Overwatch in a Japanese style. Enjoy your Tuesday. Oh, I know what those are like. Those are, yeah, these are cool. Check that out.
Oh, that's really cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, go for it.
I love that shit. I love that style.
Pretty rad.
Really cool. I love that stuff. Thank you for that. Appreciate that. Charles J. I think it's Jacobson? Jacobson? How do you pronounce it?
I had to look at it. Jacobson.
My dog Nick 96 tipped $5 says, hey guys, have either of you heard of the book The Subtle Art of Not Giving a Fuck by Mark Manson? I read it last summer and thought it was a fun read. Even if you don't need self-help, I recommend it. I thought I was going to say Mark Maron for some reason.
No, that'd be amazing. And Mark Maron does definitely not give, he gives zero fucks.
Yeah.
No, I have heard of that book. I haven't read it yet. But here's the fun thing. I've already mastered that. As you know, I am now both a champion of Kind of Funny, but also a massive and master sports fan. But I don't give a fuck whether or not the teams lose. I just care about the ones that win.
Yeah, that's the best strategy you can have.
It's a great strategy.
Yeah, you're killing it.
Who's good in baseball?
Who's good in baseball? Yankees are really good. The Astros. Actually, you know what? The Braves, my favorite team, are like good out of nowhere. It's crazy.
I guess I just became a Braves fan.
Hell, man. Hey,
Chop
Tomahawk
Nation.
Chalk.
Chop Nation.
Tomahawk Chalk it.
Chop Nation.
Yeah.
Go ahead. Next one.
ThaxCast cheered 500 bits. Says, hey guys, love your content. Keep it up. Wish me luck because this week I have a phone interview for a job at Rooster Teeth. Off-screen job. Good luck. Tell him Andy sent you. Tell him that I completely vouch for you.
Yeah. Definitely do that. An ex-employee that was stolen by a rival organization. Definitely put Andy down as a reference for you.
Yeah, totally vouch for you. Right. There's one right below it from Cheeks Jr. I missed this one. Cheered 1,000. Thank you, Cheeks, for that. Nick, I agree there's a line in comedy between clever, funny, and just hacky. I don't think she's racist. I think she made a really, really bad hacky racist joke. Good jokes and bad jokes come from the same place. I think she's racist, though. K-State 8 cheered 500 bits, says, good luck to everyone at the open mic. I know you guys are going to kill it. Thanks for the 500 bits, K-State 8. J-Con 180 cheered 500 as well. Thank you for that. So far, I cheered with nothing because it was only 10. And yeah. Panzer G is a madman. Cheered 1,000, so $10, which is awesome. Thank you for that. And says, so Elise is there. When is the next Geostorm podcast?
I'll answer your question, sir, with my question. When is the first GSL podcast going to happen? When are we going to get off our duffs and make this happen? We're not busy.
The Doppler Gang? Oh, we're not busy at all, man.
No.
I got nothing going on.
You guys are called the Doppler Gang?
Yeah.
You never knew
you're
this?
You're in this. Aren't you part of the podcast?
It's touch and go.
Yeah.
That's dope.
We don't have sidearms, though. We have barometric pressure readers that we like to get. What's happening? Is there going to be a storm? All right. Thank you for tips, everyone. That's back up and working, so tomorrow if you guys want a tip, we'll have that ready for you. Today, we're going back into PS I Love His Best Friend XOXO. This is normally your opportunity to shout out people in the community you think are doing a great job, but we want to call attention using this amazing platform of ours to the Kind of Funny UK Best Friends Meetup, which is happening tomorrow. Kevin, pull up the graphic. There it is right there. It is at 5:30 p.m., Byron Gloucester Road. 7 p.m. is drinks in Box 9, and then at 7:30 p.m., the event begins, which I guess is a PlayStation World Concert, World Premiere. Is that correct? Did I get any of that right?
Yes, from reading. It does sound like you got it all.
Great. Who can they follow for this information? Because I just gave them a lot of information.
Is it
bit.ly/ KFUK Friends.
Or you can
RSVP there.
C. Morin on Twitter. He's been the one that's been putting all this together.
C. Morin.
Very exciting. Maybe one of these days we could go to one of these fun things in London.
Doubt it.
I love
London.
Doubt
it, Joy.
London's
I love
so cool.
London.
It's
so I mean, it'd be amazing. Cool, but.
It's... How about you guys just fly me out to go to this tomorrow?
How about you fly me out to go to it? How about yeah. someone do something for the champ for once? See what I'm saying?
I got the whole. You were in the UK more recently than any of us.
I got the whole company on my shoulder, on my right shoulder, because my left shoulder, I like to keep that just spick and spam. You know what I'm talking about?
Oh, they're going
to
say for Jesus.
No, well, Jesus doesn't want any part of me.
Jesus definitely doesn't want any part of me. If you are in the London area, go to this, hang out. You obviously don't need tickets for dinner. And I think tickets are still available. I think their box is sold out, though. But go hang out and then send me pictures because I like to see people hanging out.
Are you sure that link's right? Because I just went to it, it doesn't go anywhere.
Does it need to be bit.ly's weird word for your capitalization
stuff? Nade Sticker says bit.ly/kfuckfriends.
Yep. That's what it looks like, and I love it. So go to bit.ly/kfuckfriends and just play around with the capitalization in there, and you'll figure it out.
Are you trying all caps,
Kevin? Yeah, I'm doing it all caps now. I'm putting the link in.
While Kevin does that, we're going to prepare for the giveaway. Andy, tell people how they can win.
Guys, there are four ways you can win the giveaway. One, you can be in the chat right now with us on twitch.tv/kindoffunnygames. Two, you can be a subscriber to twitch.tv/kindoffunnygames. How do you become a subscriber? $5 to become a tier one subscriber. Or if you have Amazon Prime, you have a free Twitch Prime subscription. You can give that to us. Costs you nothing if you already have Amazon Prime. Number three, you can be a $2 or above supporter on patreon.com/kindoffunnies. Funny.
Yeah.
Singular, not plural.
Yeah, we only one person.
Yeah. Yeah.
That matters.
Patreon.com/kindoffunny. And number four, you can be a $2 or above subscriber on patreon.com/kindoffunnygames. And at the $2 level, not only do you get in the giveaway, but you get all the content at the $1 level. So you get four party modes a week early before anybody else gets to see them.
Beautiful. Yeah. Well done. Before we get to the winner of today's giveaway, of course, today's episode of the Kinda Funny Morning Show is brought to you by Omaha Steaks. Let me tell you something. Yesterday was a nice, beautiful, warm day in San Francisco. Greg brought up a great idea. He said, you know what? It's Memorial Day.
Oh.
You know?
Okay.
He said, it's Memorial Day, Nick.
Yeah.
And I was like, we are. We're working on this holiday because we like to get out there. We like to get, you know, the content out to the kids.
Sure.
And he's like, you know what we should do? I said, what should we do, Greg? He said, we should barbecue. And I'm like, but if only we had something to barbecue. He's like, we got all those Omaha Steaks that his dad sent him. And I was like,
why are you Christopher Walken?
This is a great idea. Because it was such a beautiful, magical moment where I was like, I just had this idea in my head of we're going to sit out in the sun and I'm going to have just like a cold glass of water.
It was a beautiful day,
and
too.
And just watch Greg barbecue and we're going to hang out as friends and then I'm going to get to eat this amazing meat. And it actually, for once in my life, it was exactly what I wanted. It got delivered.
Nice, dude.
If you guys want that kind of experience as well, or you want to do it because Father's Day is right around the corner and you want to get your dad something fun, maybe buy him the gift of meat and go over there and barbecue with him. Because that was a really fun day yesterday. And it brings up a lot of happy, nostalgic moments of when I used to go out with my brother, my dad, and my mom. Growing up in Riverside, it was always hot. We'd throw on the barbecue, try to get the AC as cold as possible in the house. My mom would always turn it off. We'd go in just secretly and turn it back on.
Oh,
she,
yeah.
And she would always, you just hear from the inside of the house, like, who turned the AC on?
Yeah.
And my brother, we just giggle. We would just giggle as we grilled. What's that?
I said a couple of gigglers.
Silly Scarpinos.
We are just the silly Scarpinos. Well, ladies and gentlemen, if you want steak, if you want to get your dad that Father's Day gift, Omaha Steaks has you covered. Let's see. Where am I at with this ad read? Here we go. Man, right now, Omaha Steaks is giving a limited time offer to the listeners for Father's Day at 78% off. This is really an amazing deal. Go to omahasteaks.com/type morning in the search bar, and you can get this Omaha Steaks Father's Day package, which includes 2 tender filet mignons, 2 beefy top sirloins, 4 chicken fried steaks, 2 boneless pork chops, 4 all beef Omaha steak burgers, 4 gourmet jumbo franks, 12 ounces of all beef meatballs, 1 pound of steakhouse fries, 4 caramel apple tartlets, 1 Omaha steak seasoning packet, damn it, plus get all 4 grill-ready Omaha steak burgers free with purchase. Again, this is a limited time package for only $49.99. When you go to omahasteaks.com, type morning in the search bar and add Father's Day package to your cart. Don't wait. Offer ends soon. Go to omahasteaks.com. Type morning in the search bar. Grab your dad and fire up the grill. Just sounds like a fun time.
Those apple tartlets are delicious.
We didn't cook them yesterday because we ran out of time for it.
Ah, bummer.
But Andrea was looking forward to them. So maybe next time she's back, we'll cook the apple tartlets. We did cook the fries, though, and those ended up being really good. But apple tart, I was all about that filet.
We had them during Greg's birthday party a couple, what was it, a month ago? Three, 4 weeks ago? Delicious. I love them.
We went to town on
them. Yeah, Kevin walked by and was like, looking forward to eating one, even though he knew I shouldn't because it's his diet or whatever. And he saw me going to town. He's like, I'm glad you're doing it and not me. Mm-hmm. I took the bullet, you know.
Good.
So good.
Sometimes it's nice.
It was so
good. Sometimes you just got to take the bullet straight to your mouth. Straight to your face. Today's winner comes from the Kind of Funny Games Patreon. Congratulations to Ray Marden. You have won My Lovely Daughter on Steam. Let's not go any farther with that game.
Weird. Yeah,
we'll just keep going to the subscribers now. We'll go to the old 3-3. We're getting a little long in the tooth on this show, but we do want to talk to you guys. Cue up your questions, comments, and concerns, and we will talk about it. Let's see. Superman Cool says they call them Franks because the first hot dogs were made from a guy named Frank. True fact.
Really?
No.
Frank Thomas. Frank, the Big Hurt.
Frank Thomas from 1985.
The Big Hurt, man.
What's the Big Hurt? Is he a wrestler?
No, he's a baseball player for the Chicago White Sox.
I love baseball sports.
Dude, man. God, you want to do another 15
Tomahawk
seconds?
Tomahawk Nation.
Dude, chop it. Nation. Chop it up.
Top it. Top it up.
Chop.
Chop it up.
Yeah.
Chop it up like lettuce.
Yeah.
let's see. Captain Socialism says, Nick, the Oilers are a dominant football team at the moment.
Oilers.
I'll get into it.
It's my homie.
I'm in. Who's really good at hockey? That's what I want to know.
Is it the Oilers?
Right now, the Stanley Cup Finals is the Washington Capitals versus the Las Vegas Golden Knights. Who are the Las Vegas Golden Knights, Nick? This is the first team this year has ever existed. Mm-hmm. They've never existed prior to this year. They were an expansion team. Normally, expansion teams are expected to do really, really bad. They are in the Stanley Cup Finals, and people are like, how did this team get here? But they're killing it.
I was thinking
Vegas.
Let's see. My dog, Nick, says Nick's thinking of the Big Show. When you said Big Frank.
Big Hurt.
Big Hurt?
The Big Hurt,
I was thinking Big Show.
Well, it's the Big Hurt. Well.
Let's see. Guys, I just announced the casting of Jamie Foxx as Spawn in the new movie, says Mr. Yasman 300. That's pretty cool. Nick, are we still on thin ice, says Ignacio Rojas. I think we're okay now. I think today the nation needs to heal. Mm-hmm. So Ignacio, you and me we're cool.
Yeah.
Omega Batman, better watch your ass. Whoa. He's not in the chat right now.
Oh.
Because he knows better. Okay. But sometimes he watches on YouTube and he posts. Okay. He's like, Nick, why do you hate me so much? And I say, because it's fun.
Yeah.
Same reason why I hate the Houston Oilers.
Oilers?
Do I like them?
They're not a team. They haven't existed for like 20 years.
Who? Are there Oilers in the NHL?
Houston, the Houston
Oilers?
Yeah. Oilers play the Edmonton hockey. Oilers.
I love the Edmonton Oilers.
Oh, okay.
Are they good?
I don't know. I don't really follow hockey
what
at all.
What team? Go Kings.
No.
LA Kings.
Okay. Sure.
LA Knights. British Knight. Let's see. Kevin the Color said, Nick, who's getting your name next? I gave it to Greg, and I think Greg gave it to Joey. So bother her now from now on. Spawn on me said, I love Nick's grandpa sports moments. That's mostly my grandpa moments across the board. Nick, Sweden is a great hockey team, says Robin_GL. Thanks. I'll consider following the entire country of Sweden.
Frog and Bullshit says, Andy, how did Shaq smell? I don't really know if he had a scent. He's just a big dude.
You felt his hand.
It may have been
head.
Just that seeing him shut off most of my motor functions and my sense of smell may have been removed because I was just so scared. Yeah.
Nick, what about Andy? Where do we stand? Me and Andy are great. Never been. I think our relationship is fantastic.
Oh, it's never been better.
I'd say you're probably one of my favorite people in this office.
Oh, thanks, man.
Easily.
Appreciate it.
Easily.
Like top six? Top seven?
Top 7.
Okay.
Richard Draken says, Nick, I'm watching the new season of Bosch, and it is effing fantastic. I agree. Bosch is a... Don't sleep on Bosch. If you have Amazon Prime...
Chris Bosch?
Give us your free Twitch Prime, but after that, go over and watch Bosch on Amazon Prime Video. It's really, really good.
Watch Barry.
I did. I finished it.
You did?
Yeah.
What'd you think?
It was great.
Right?
It was great. Not as good as Bosch, but good. Really good. Different. Different.
Some Breaking Bad theme vibes at that final
Definitely
episode.
Breaking Bad.
Ugh, so
they
good,
did a really
man.
Good job.
So
but they keep a level of undercurrent of humor in it that I really appreciate.
Lexi Gunner says, Andy, who's your favorite person on the Levitar show? Probably Stu Gatz or Guillermo.
No, man.
Yeah. Maybe Mike Ryan. Mike Ryan's great.
Spoon Twitch says, still haven't seen Barry. Well, get on it. Andy, how did Nitro Rifle feel after being betrayed by the likes of Cheetah Fingers and Flapjack?
He still hasn't recovered.
He'll get over it.
Yeah.
He'll get over it, ladies and gentlemen. And that's it for the morning show today. It is 12:11. We've gone a bit long again. Andrea got those of me yesterday. It was like 12:17.
So
she was
boy.
Like, what are you doing? And I was like, I don't know.
Oh,
I can't
man.
Stop the
Bad
fun.
Bad idea.
We had a great time
Did
yesterday
you?
And had a great time today.
Oh, cool. Thank you.
Remember, everyone, if you want to come out to the bar tonight, 7 p.m., Maggie McGeary's North Beach San Francisco. I'll see you all there. I'm going to go take a nap, but stick around because he's going to read subs, and then Kinda Funny Games Daily is right up next. Make sure to subscribe on YouTube. Bye.